And we can't let, that's another thing I want to pull out. I can't let the level of zeal of the atmosphere of our day determine how zealous I will seek the Lord, how zealous I will serve the Lord, and how zealous I will share the Lord. That is simply saying that if I'm not careful, if I look around me and I listen and I watch people in, and I conform to them, I will have little to no zeal or passion for seeking the Lord, for serving Him, or sharing His good news with people. And I can't let the atmosphere of our society determine the level of zeal by which I serve Jesus. That's got to be something that He stirs up within me. Samuel stood ground for 20 years, and I believe he was zealous for the Lord, while everybody else just went about their business. I need to be zealous for Jesus. Doesn't matter who else is. Doesn't matter if anybody stands with me. Like John the Baptist, who was a preacher of righteousness when nobody else would stand with him. He stood and he proclaimed the way of the Lord. We need to be zealous for the Lord. Amen?
Amen.
Even when people in our family or people in our church or people in our community or people in our country are not zealous for Him, it's not going to water down my zeal for Him. It's not going to quench my passion for Him. I can't let them determine my zealousness. I need to let the Lord cultivate that within me. And if I got to stand alone, I'll stand alone. And that's how I have to look at it.
Amen.
Is that we need Him. Amen.
Amen.
And we need Him to burn a passion in us. No different than Jeremiah. He was in that day. Look in Jeremiah. I think it's in Jeremiah 20. Maybe. Is it Jeremiah 20? Look in Jeremiah 20, I think. I could be wrong. If not, we'll look at it somewhere else. Yeah, Jeremiah 20. Look in verse number 9. Jeremiah was at a place where he, every time he said something about Jesus with any kind of zeal, when I say Jesus, I'm talking about the Father, the Lord, God, when he would talk about Him in any kind of way, in His ways. Remember, they had prophets that prophesied peace and good to them. Jeremiah went against the grain all on that, not because he wanted to, but because that's the word God put in his mouth to give. And he said, every time I did it, they mistreated me. They hurt me. And I made a commitment to myself. I ain't saying another word. I'm going to be silent. And he says these words, beginning in verse number 9. Then I said, I will not make mention of him nor speak any more of his name. I'm not doing it anymore. But his word was in my heart like a burning fire, shut up in my bones. I was weary of holding it back. I couldn't. I could not hold it back. I had to get it out. It was burning me up on the inside. I mean, he made an effort to not say anything because he kept causing him trouble. But then every time he did something, said something, they were persecuting him. So he says, I'm not saying nothing anymore. I'm going to be quiet about this. But he said God was doing something on the inside that couldn't contain. He didn't have it within him to contain what God was doing in him. He had to get it out because it was consuming him on the inside. And I want to live that kind of way.
Come on.
Look, it doesn't matter if anybody listens or anybody follows, because the scriptures tell us that Jeremiah for 24 years preached and nobody responded.
Yeah.
24 straight solid years. God sent him out, he said, in the morning and in the evening, and nobody responded to his message. Nobody took what he had to say. They all mocked him and laughed at him for 24 years. Wow. And he prophesied for over 50 years. Notice what verse number, think about this for a moment. Look in verse number 4. This is what God said to the priest in that day. Verse 4 says, behold, I will make you a terror to yourself and to all your friends, and they shall fall by the sword of their enemies, and your eyes shall see it. Who? I don't think all y'all heard that. He mocked Jeremiah one too many times. He mistreated God's prophet one too many times. And God says, I know you can't see it, but I'm fixing to show you something. I'm going to make you a terror to yourself. You are going to be the most dangerous person on the planet to yourself. I'm going to make you a terror to yourself. It's one thing to be terrified of others. It's another thing to be terrified of yourself. And not only that, but everybody that followed him, everybody that listened to him, God says, I'm going to make them a terror because of your lack of faith and trust in the prophet that I sent to you. I'm going to make you a terror to yourselves and to all your friends. That's dangerous, Pam. A terror to yourself. A threat to yourself. A tragedy to yourself. That kind of goes along with, you know, there's a lot of people that create a lot of drama. Amen. You know what I'm talking about?
Come on.
People that create. It's one thing to complain. People complain about stuff. We all are at times guilty of doing that. But it's one thing to create a problem and then complain about the problem you created. Yeah. Them are the kind of people I want to slap. Come on. You know what I mean? They bother me. That create trouble and then complain about the trouble they create. But never that they created the trouble. The trouble was created by them. But they complained that everybody else created trouble for them. And somebody that's a terror to themselves. And to all their friends. They're just troubled. And God told this man who was in a position of leadership over Israel, in a spiritual position, that as the consequences of your action, I'm going to make you a terror to yourself. A threat to yourself. And then all your friends that surround you. I know people right now that are that way.
Yes.
That are terror, their own worst enemy is themselves. And they are a threat to anybody connected to them. They're terror to them. Here's a guy who should have been a man for whom people sought a word of God from, but now he's a terror. Help us, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
These things, that's why it's so valuable when we read the Older and New Testament and we see just how God, not how people tell us what God does, but when God reveals what he says he does, it changes how we approach him, how we approach people, how we deal with people. Because you don't want to misdeal with people for whom God has favor with. You're treading on dangerous ground when you mistreat, misuse people for whom God has placed favor upon. You're in a position for God's wrath to fall upon you sooner than you ever anticipated.
Amen.
And it could be much more devastating than you ever thought. And it won't be from the devil.
Come on.
It'd be from the hand of God. Now, can he use the enemy, the devil? Can he use other people? Of course he can. God used demonic spirits however he wants to use them. He's done it in the past. He'll do it today. He'll use lying spirits to manipulate and move people to do things they would have never done apart from that, just to trap them in their own rebellion. That simply says, Nick, don't mess around with God.
Amen.
Don't serve him out of fear. Serve him because he treasures you. And you're in love with him. And see, that's what grace does for us.
Yes.
Grace allows us to really see the treasure we have in him. Amen?
Amen.
And I guarantee you these things I'm sharing with you tonight are not popular and won't be.
No.
They're not politically correct. And they ain't church correct.
Come on.
But it's evident by way of the truth. It's what God has revealed. Yes. We've just listened to the lie for so long, we can't really see who the Lord really is. Amen.
Like Eli. God spoke to Eli and said, you have raised your children above me.
You've honored them over me. You've made much of them and less of me.
And less of me. And that's what's happened to a lot of church things today. they're raising this stuff up above God.
Right. All kind of things. I mean, from and most of it's in relationship to people. There's a lot of things out there that people do are useless and nothing, but how you deal with and how you handle and treat people, God takes that personally.
Yeah.
And that's where we have to be cautious on how we handle and deal with things too. So all this is so good. It just blesses me every time I read it. And I just got to remind Nick, don't never let the atmosphere of the age determine the level of zeal you will give to seeking, serving, and sharing Jesus. Don't let them do it. Let God work that out in me. Amen.